Welcome to Podcast One. We hope you'll support our sponsors who bring you these podcasts absolutely free and with limited interruptions. And of course, we appreciate you listening to this show, which will get started in just a second. Since 1983, Eddie Trunk has been the voice for fans of rock, hard rock, and heavy metal. A best-selling author, host of TV's That Metal Show, and seven national radio shows, including Trunk Nation, daily on Sirius XM.
Interesting.
Eddie offers the world his news-making interviews, passionate analysis, honest commentary, and who knows what else. So welcome to the Eddie Trunk Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. It's Eddie Trunk here, and it's time for another edition of the Eddie Trunk Podcast, which is new every Thursday via PodcastOne.com and iTunes. Thank you for downloading, streaming, and checking it all out. Good to be with you for another week. Thank you to everybody who came out to Tulsa last week and joined me at the IDL Ballroom, where I hosted Dokken at a great time. Mick and Don came by my volume show last Friday. Great conversation. Those guys are always fun to talk to, and we got into all sorts of stuff. Some great stories from them from over the decades. If you missed that, you can get it on demand on my Sirius XM volume, on demand, I should say, on the Sirius XM app if you are a subscriber. If not, I'll bring that interview to you in the coming weeks here on the Eddie Trunk Podcast. So we'll get that one up for you. Also, had a great conversation with the Struts who came by the studio recently. If you are a Sirius XM subscriber, be sure to listen to me on volume every day, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern time live, replaying 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern, and full shows on demand on the Sirius XM app. It's all on channel 106 for my show, Trunk Nation. And here on this podcast, a segment, a small sampling of the interviews that I do on a daily basis on that show. We pull one and feature them here on the podcast, so you get a little taste. And for the folks that don't live in the U.S. or Canada, and Sirius XM is not an option for you, another way for you to keep up with some of the things I'm doing. And for those that live outside of the country, specifically in Mexico, you'll be seeing a lot of me soon, because in November, I'm going to be hosting the entire Deep Purple tour of Mexico, which should be awesome. What a great honor that's going to be. Look forward to hanging with all of the great Mexican rock fans in November with Deep Purple touring throughout Mexico. That should be great. Also going to be out on part of the Sirius XM Hair Nation tour, and that features Jack Russell's Great White, Enough's Enough, and Bullet Boys. I'll be at the stops in Houston, in Anaheim, in Vegas, in Los Angeles, and Anaheim, Vegas, Phoenix, Houston, Philadelphia, New Jersey, and LA. So if you're in those areas of the country, I will be coming your way as part of the Sirius XM Hair Nation tour, which features those three acts that I just mentioned. More information on my website and on all the social media outlets, as usual, to keep up with everything that I have going on. So that's what's going on in the immediate future. Again, keep an eye on the site for more information on all that good stuff, and I will keep you posted, because there's a lot to cover. There's a lot happening. Hard for me to even keep up, and I'll do my best to share it with you as much as I can. Want to thank the Hard Rock in Tulsa. Just had a great stay there. My immediate future plans is to shoot the eighth and final episode of my new TV series, Trunk Fest, at least the final one for season one. I'm going to be doing that in Cheyenne, Wyoming this weekend at something called Frontier Days. You guys have checked out Trunk Fest on Access TV. I thank you for doing so. Remember, there are new episodes available every Sunday. You can watch them on Access TV, 9:30 Eastern, 6:30 Pacific. Please DVR it. It means a lot to me if you do that, or watch it. Do both. Trunk Fest, Sunday nights, brand new episodes, 9:30 Eastern on Access TV. Comes up as AXS on your grids. This week, the most metal episode from a metal festival called Louder Than Life in Louisville, Kentucky. My guests are John Five and Rob Zombie. So watch it, DVR it, spread the word. Access TV, Trunk Fest, all new TV series. Hope you guys enjoy it, and I appreciate those who've already sent me nice notes about it and who have been checking it out each and every Sunday night. And there's a replay if you miss it on Sundays, on Thursdays at 8:30 Eastern, but really want you to DVR and watch that premiere every Sunday night at 9:30 Eastern. So a lot going on as usual. So I'm going to make it quick here at the top so we can get right to the interview, because honestly, I got a stack of work in front of me and the week hasn't even begun here. This week's interview is one that made a lot of news, and it is with Stephen Piercy of RAT. There have been nonstop questions asked of me, or to me, I should say, about RAT and what their status is and what's going on with them. And the simple truth is there has been no official statement at all, and nobody in the band has spoken about what's exactly gone on with RAT. There was never even an official announcement that Warren DeMartini was out of the band, even though it was certainly widely speculated that he was. Well, we've now found out that is the case because RAT has done their first shows with their newest lineup, which, as we suspected, only features Juan Crousier and Stephen Piercy as original members. There are three new members of the band, and that is what they have out there touring right now as RAT. That is what you will see. No Warren DeMartini. So a lot of people, myself included, could not figure out what has taken place, why this happens, why it constantly seems RAT is in this state of dysfunction. As I've said many times, RAT is really one of the bigger, better bands to come out of the whole 80s scene. I mean, they dominated MTV. They were an arena headliner. They had a ton of big songs. But they've had so many changes and variations in their lineup that they've had a hard time really building any sort of stability, any real fan following. And as a result, I think they're very far behind in terms of where they really should sit in the picture of 80s rock bands. And nobody knows or knew what the hell was going on because these guys maintained radio silence through this whole thing. And I saw Stephen Piercy a few weeks ago at a private event that I did in Austin. I asked him what was up, and he said to me that they were not going to make an announcement in advance as far as who the new members of the band were going to be, and that they would just simply play a show with them and let the world find out that way. One of the reasons for that is they knew that any press release they put out, these new guys were going to get destroyed. And, you know, it's not their fault. They're just taking a gig with an opportunity open. But how did this happen? I mean, they go, they come out with that band, they've got everybody in place, they put Jimmy DeGrasso on drums, they go through a well-documented legal battle with Bobby Blotzer, they get the name, they start going, and boom, all of a sudden, here we go again, and there's disruption, and Warren DeMartini is out of the band. So Stephen Piercy, in the interview you're about to hear, finally, for the first time exclusively, answer some of the questions about what's going on with this group. Now, since this aired, and this made news all over the place when it happened, there have been obviously differing things put out there. And as I've said consistently, until Warren DeMartini, if and when he decides to talk, and he's not a guy that does a lot of talking, we don't know what's gone on. For the record, Bobby Blotzer still maintains he is going to get the name back again, and that he is still, that his legal actions are not dead and buried against the band to wrestle back the name, and that he still intends to do that and is continuing to do that. All we can talk about is what's going on in the here and now. And the facts are that Juan Crousier and Stephen Piercy are the sole original members of RAT in its current touring lineup using the name RAT. They've already done a couple shows that way. Warren DeMartini, as you're about to hear, Stephen Piercy says he doesn't want to do it anymore. Whether that's true or not, we don't know unless we hear from Warren. And that's where we're at. Now, I've said to people all the time, you guys vote with your wallets. You guys make the decisions if you want to support this stuff or not. And be educated before you buy tickets for any show and any band as to who's in the band so you're not surprised when you go. And then you can be an educated customer and make your decision if you want to spend your hard-earned money to see that band. Now, I'll say this. Most of the people who, and they've only played, I think, two shows, who have seen this latest version of RAT have said they sound good. Clearly, Warren's not there. but they've said they sounded good. There are some people this stuff bothers. There's others that don't. Hey, I just want to hear the songs. So that's what you have. That's where this all sits right now. And I'm sure, as I'm talking to you, that there will be more layers and more shoes to drop, because there always are with this band. There's always another twist or turn around the corner. There's always another change. There's always something. There's always nothing. There's nothing that could surprise you if you are a fan of this band, because there have been more twists and turns than a roller coaster in their history. But this is where we sit now as of July 2018 with Steven and Juan running the show with three new members and out there touring as Rat. That's the facts of where things stand now. What the future holds, we'll find out. But as I've said many times, I know all these guys. I wish them all well. There is a lot of drama with a lot of bands all the time. I don't know, as you're hearing Steven, well, you soon hear Steven say he doesn't think Rat has the most dysfunction, but man, it's pretty close up there. But we'll see how it all plays out, and we'll continue to follow this story, and you guys can continue to decide what you do and don't want to support with this or any band. And we'll see if Warren DeMartini decides to break his silence and counter any of the things that Steven says about him and why he's not in the band in this interview you're about to hear. So, Steven Piercy of Rat, coming up next on this week's Eddie Trunk Podcast.
The Eddie Trunk Podcast.
Hey, here's the deal. You're probably brushing your teeth the wrong way. You're probably not brushing long enough, maybe forgetting to change your brush on time. That's because a lot of toothbrush brands, they focus on selling flashy gimmicks rather than better brushing, but not Quip. Here's what makes Quip different. Quip is an electric toothbrush that's a fraction of the cost of bulkier toothbrushes. Quip's built-in timer helps you clean for the dentist recommended 2 minutes. And next, Quip's subscription plan is for your health, not just for convenience. They deliver new brush heads on a dentist-recommended schedule every 3 months for just $5, and that includes shipping worldwide. And Quip comes with a mount that suctions right to your mirror. It unsticks. You could use it to cover for hygienic use when you travel. It's an awesome toothbrush. Everyone loves Quip. They were on Oprah's Q list, named one of Time's best inventions. And it's the first subscription electric toothbrush accepted by the American Dental Association, and they're backed by a network of over 20,000 dentists and hygienists, and hundreds of thousands of happy brushers use Quip every day. I do. I love it. Quip starts at $25, and if you go to getquip.com/trunk right now, you'll get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's right. Your first refill pack is free. Go to getquip.com/trunk. That's getquip.com/trunk. Getquip.com/trunk.
Hey, it's your girl, Amber Rose.
And I'm Dr. Chris.
And we're excited to announce the launch of the Amber Rose Show with Dr. Chris right here on Podcast One.
We'll be taking your calls, sharing our expert advice, and talking all things sex, relationships, and self-empowerment.
This is a judgment-free show, and we want you to be a part of the conversation. So make sure to download new episodes of the Amber Rose Show with Dr. Chris every Thursday on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and Apple Podcasts.
Make sure to rate and review on Apple Podcasts.
Hey, if you guys like my show, you're not going to want to miss No Excuse with John Taffer. Shut it down and listen to John, the award-winning hospitality legend, as he brings his straight talk and unapologetic approach to daily topics and current events. You don't want to miss his latest interviews with Adam Carolla and RJ Bell, the host of Dream Preview on Podcast One. So download No Excuses every Tuesday on Podcast One, podcastone.com, and Apple Podcasts. Also remember to rate and review.
This is the Eddie Trunk Podcast.
Thank you. Live by Live has all of your favorite music, and you can listen for free. Whether you hit play on one of our hundreds of curated music stations or create your own custom artist radio station, you'll find the music you love on Live by Live. Visit LiveXLive.com or search LiveX Live in the App Store or Google Play and listen for free now.
Thanks for joining me on this week's Eddie Trunk Podcast. Free as always, PodcastOne.com and iTunes. Remember, if you're shopping on Amazon, do it at Amazon.com/shop/Eddie Trunk. Start all your shopping there. Much appreciated you doing so. Follow me on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Eddie Trunk. EddieTrunk.com is the official online home. Signed copies of either of my books, my blog, which is The Trunk Report, all my appearances on the homepage as they are confirmed. There's a merch store there and much, much more. All on EddieTrunk.com. If you become an all-access member of that website, you can listen to my terrestrial FM radio show on demand whenever you'd like. As I mentioned, Stephen Piercy, this, like all the interviews on the podcast, courtesy of my SiriusXM show on Volume 106, Trunk Nation, which you can hear live Monday through Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Channel 106, replays every night, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern. Here it is, Stephen Piercy in his first interview talking about the new lineup of Rat and what exactly went down in the latest chapter of the never-ending saga of When the Rat Turns. Enjoy. Stephen, how are you, man?
Good. How are you, Ed?
Good. Thank you for, I know I saw you a couple weeks ago in Austin, but I'm glad that we finally, and you were willing to come on the air and finally talk a little bit about everything that's gone on in the ever-turning world of Rat and Roll. So before we get to the new band and the show that you debuted this band and who these guys are on Saturday, let's go back a little bit. How did this all happen? The band appeared to sort of be galvanized coming off of getting the name back and the relaunch with Carlos and Warren and DeGrasso. And now all three of those guys are gone. Take us through that and what happened there before we talk about what's going on now.
Well, I'll first say we're not the most dysfunctional band on the planet. And what happened was some people want to work, not even work. Some people don't want to go out and have fun. Some people do. And what happened was, you know, I'm not going to get way into it. It doesn't involve anything, but no legal complications. Warren just didn't want to go out there. And when you have a corporation or a company, that company doesn't need to cease if the majorities want to move forward. And, I mean, you know, it could be like a Priest or any other band who has to go through changes as far as, Carlos, well, I'm not going to this and that. Well, that's, he was a hired guy. He can do what he wants. He doesn't want to play. No big deal. We just moved forward. We wanted a clean house, and that's it, and go out and enjoy ourselves for once, enough drama. We've been through enough. But again, we're not the most dysfunctional band out there.
to fans, though, it appears that way. And let me ask you this, because it appears that way to fans. I mean, whether it's accurate or not, it does. But let me ask you this. So I don't think there's been a version of Rat, and there's been a lot of versions of the band. There's been a version of the band without you for years. But
well,
I don't think there's...
Yeah, unfortunately. But, it's crazy. I know it's crazy, but I'm just moving forward, wanting myself and just trying to keep some legacy involved. It's very simple. You either like what you're doing or you don't. And we do, but it has to be with the right people. They don't have to be, it's not like we need to hire Jimmy Page or somebody, we're going to, work with people or, that we have a great time with,
So the big thing here is Warren. Warren was never, I don't think there was a version of the band he wasn't in until now. And he, to a lot of people, is a guitar hero. So you had to know that's a big thing to deal with and overcome, and that there's going to be backlash from fans about that. But what I'm getting from you and what you're saying, and I appreciate you taking the time to come on this show and tell everybody what's going on, is it sounds like Warren just – what you're saying is Warren just didn't want to work. He didn't want to work at the same pace as you guys. He didn't want to be in it anymore. What more accurately, how did this really go down? Because it seemed like things were going great when you came together and did those shows and got together again.
Well, it could seem that, and there's a lot of speculation out there, which is – totally false, and people make up things and they say things. You got the, handful of haters, and I'm not a person that has to defend anything. I just do what I do, and if it happens to be at this time rat, then that's what we do. So, I don't know where to go there. Warren, I can't speak for the guy, and he doesn't want to, he's the kind of person who, less paper trails and less conversation, and the less he looks like a saint or something, so it doesn't really bother me. The guy just didn't want to go out there. I wouldn't even call it work. It's like we're privileged enough 35 years later to be able to go out and do what we do, number one, and there's still a lot of great fans out there who would love to hear the music. That's all that concerns me. So somebody else doesn't want to do it in the band, regardless if it's him or somebody else. Well, then take a hike,
So needless to say, this doesn't sound like it was an amicable thing.
Warren was not fired, He wasn't fired at all. He just took it upon himself to not be involved, but I'm not going to dwell on that subject anymore either. It's not worth it.
It just seems strange to fans because it was such a – it looked at like it was such a galvanizing moment because you guys had gone through all that stuff about the name and Bobby having the name, and then you guys relaunch the band, right, and get the name. And it just seemed like, okay, away we go. If anything was going to sort of galvanize everybody to go with that lineup, that was going to be it. And it just to fans seems strange that one day Warren just doesn't want to do it. There wasn't a falling out. There wasn't an argument. He just decided he doesn't want to do it anymore.
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to ask him. As far as Juan and myself, we thought things were, going copacetic, but later found out, there are other things going on with this guy, and he just didn't want to partake in his shows. I mean, we had a handful of shows, tried to keep a few, and that's just how it turned out, I mean, hey. All I know is that we didn't fire the guy, and I don't tend to dwell on things, so it doesn't bother me. I just move forward, and that's what we did. You want to go out and have a good time and do so, celebrate, and, well, then don't. It's no big deal. We move forward, and people have to understand, look, just because they like you doesn't mean they own you or control you. So it's one of those things like Priest is going through, or name a band. I don't know, Van Halen. Everybody's gone through it,
Oh, no,
and we're just one of the bands.
No, of course. I mean, obviously it's more the norm than ever. You've got bands out there with one or no original members even at this point, and you being the singer and really, let's be honest, the face of the band, the voice of the band, I mean, that's a huge thing that you're there. It would be very difficult without you, I would think. But, the one other thing about this, Stephen, is that it was maybe more so than any other band, the legal sort of ramifications of how Rat is set up probably became more public than any other band I can think of, because all these lawsuits that have gone on between you and former members with Bobby and everything, all of that stuff got very public, like to the point that there were court documents out there printed online and all that sort of stuff. So how does that all impact things? And is that something that's going to come out because of this Warren stuff? I mean, is Warren still legally a member of the band? And is there going to be a shoe that drops on that front too? Because I'm sure you guys have had enough for the legal stuff.
No, not at all. And it wasn't the three of us that made this public. It was this the drummer that did all of that nonsense, which I thought was very unprofessional. And if you need to go out there with a lawyer to spew all these things, I mean, look, you can convince some of the people some of the time, you know, but it doesn't work after a while. But as far as Warren, no longer in the group. His choice, not ours, you know. Company's one thing, corporation's another. But being in the band, that's a whole other world, you know. You're talking two different things. Whatever's made public is public. I mean, it's up to the individual, but it did, you know, the drummer did, you know, kind of disturb the integrity, to say the least.
Yeah, because, I mean, I can't think of a band where there's ever been that much of like actually like legal documents posted and people seeing, because
think about Fleetwood Mac. Think about, there's plenty of other bands that have had it way worse than us, and it's not even worse. It's just what you go through being around this long, and fortunately, not unfortunately, that we still have a great audience, you know.
Right, and we're going to get to that. I want to talk about what happened on the weekend and the current lineup of the band. But the last thing...
Yeah, let's get past this BS.
But the last thing on this, what I meant about the legal stuff is that there's a lot of fans out there that they think bands are just these, a bunch of buddies that get together. Of course it's a business. Of course that's an important part of it, and you've got to have your business buttoned up. A lot of rat business went public because of what's happened in the past. So I guess my question to you is, where Warren sits, is Warren still legally a member of the band, or is he completely out?
No.
He's out.
Yeah, his choice, yeah.
Okay. We'll be right back with more with Stephen Piercy on this week's Eddie Trunk Podcast.
The Eddie Trunk Podcast.
Well, guys out there, you don't need to meet me to talk to you about underwear, do you? I mean, really. You're like, well, come on. I don't need to hear from Eddie Trunk about underwear. But you do, because MeUndies are a game changer. And new underwear is better than old. Of course, they have to be comfortable, and you want them to be comfortable, and you want some fresh ones. So you really got to try MeUndies. They stay put, no moving around. They come right to your door. I mean, you need good underwear. It's as simple as that. And this is a no-risk offer. If you're not happy, they'll refund the cost, and you get to keep them. And because you're listening to me, you get 15% off your first pair and free shipping. These are not just regular underwear. They're the softest. They stay in place. They're great. Go to MeUndies.com/trunk. That's MeUndies.com/trunk. And here's an extra gift for you. Check this out. If you order a pair and you take a screenshot of your transaction, you send it to me, you'll get another pair. You get one for 15% off and then another pair free. The first 25 people to send a proof of purchase, a screenshot of your purchase, or of the receipt, you'll get another pair free. Just send your proof to gift@podcastone.com and put trunk in the subject line, and you'll soon have another pair in your collection free. Let's do this. MeUndies.com/trunk. That's MeUndies.com/trunk. Send that receipt to gift@podcastone.com. Put trunk in the subject. First 25 people to do so, another pair totally free on their way to you, MeUndies.com/trunk. And for that receipt, send it to gift@podcastone.com with trunk in the subject line.
This is the Eddie Trunk Podcast.
Let's get back to more of my interview with Stephen Piercy on this week's Eddie Trunk Podcast. All right, so moving forward, you debut a new lineup on Saturday, the first show you played with this lineup. Take us through what you're doing now. Take us through who these three guys are and how you found them.
Well, we went through auditions and, you know, many people, and, you know, we invited a lot of people to come down. We move forward. We don't waste time, or at least Juan and I don't. You know, we didn't want this just to, you know, hit a curb. So, you know, we auditioned all these people and decided on guys that we thought would hang around for a bit. They can grow and hopefully see, you know, a few more years out of this, you know.
So run us through who the guys are.
Well, we've got, I call him Killer Kid, but he's not a kid. Jordan Ziff, he's on lead guitars, and Chris Saunders on guitars. And we have Pete Holmes, who had been playing with Juan, and he was doing the rehearsals with those auditioning, and it just gelled. I mean, and so we just pulled them in, and it wasn't a simple task by any means, but that's what we settled with, you know. We didn't settle. We actually wanted it to work, and it's so far, you know, we have liftoff, you know.
How did that first show feel with those guys? This was this past Saturday in Kansas, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's comfortable. You know, you get these people filming on YouTube and this and that. It's very seldom you get somebody recording something good, you know, in the right position, right place. But we had a good time. We think it went well. It's not up to me to say. I just go out there and do my thing, as we always do. That's all we can do is play our best, and hopefully you're having a good time. That's why I'm there, to have a good time. I'm not there to prove anything, but this is what I do. I've been doing it for years, and I'm going to continue doing it as long as I want, whether it's rat, solo, or whatever, you know.
Well, I want to touch on your solo stuff in a second, because I know you have a new thing coming, but the idea to go with three guys, and I don't mean this with any disrespect to any of them, because I know Pete a little bit. I know Pete was in Black and Blue, yeah. And still is, I believe. But to go with two...
No.
He's not in Black and Blue anymore. Okay.
No.
So anyway, to go with Pete on drums, there's a little bit of a history. The other two guys that you have, that versus going with maybe big name guys. Now, you know, when I saw you in Texas a couple weeks ago, George Lynch came on this show and talked about being offered the gig, which would have been a name guy. Can you talk a little bit about your thoughts on that, going in that direction versus going with more lesser-known guys?
Well, it's not that they're lesser-known. I mean, of course, you know, we didn't want to – I mean, if we wanted to hit a big name, it would have went down, and that would have been that. But it's all scheduling, what bands they're in, what they're doing. You know, it involves quite a lot of things. You know, I don't know if they're on the road, if they're with other bands or in the studio. So we had to take all of these things into consideration. But with George, it was like one of my first, you know, I brought it up first, you know, and we got a hold of him. And with much respect, you know, it just, things just didn't gel. I mean, as far as not with him playing, because he's re-recorded some rat songs with me before, and things are great. So, you know, with much respect, you know, I think George is a phenomenal guitar player. It just didn't work out, you know, but it was nothing out of the ordinary. If you're hiring or trying to pull in somebody, you know, we want this to last for a bit. We're not just going into it. It's like, okay, let's go do a bunch of shows. You know, we wanted to go into this like, okay, we want to record a couple new songs. We want to tour the world next year. We want to do this. We want to do things that we haven't been able to do in about a year or two. And that was the bottom line. But much respect to George. I mean, he's phenomenal. It's not like we don't know each other and we haven't played with each other, you know.
Was there any truth to the rumor circulating that Jake E. Lee was approached about coming into the band?
No, he wasn't approached, no.
So that was never a discussion?
No. We love Jakey. He goes back to Mickey Rat before the original guy, so with me. So, of course, you know, that would have been a great contender. But, no, we never went there.
So
we just don't know what these guys are doing. Like I said before, you know, they have other bands, they have other projects,
right.
Records, they're doing this. So, you know, you don't waste time going, okay, well, let's get on the road with Rat with these new guys, and then they got to pull out and do their solo stuff, or they got to do their bands. That's not going to work, you know.
Right. I mean, a guy like George is in, like, literally five bands at the moment. So,
well, that's because he's George Lynch. He's a great guitar player.
Right. You know? I agree. Yeah, of course. So, and then you mention an album. So I know Infestation is, gosh, I don't know how long ago now. And there was always that talk out there about another album on the record deal and things like that. Doing a new Rat record with this lineup, is that a goal? Is that something you'd like to do? Or is it really just about playing the catalog?
No, it's not about the catalog, even though that's what people want to hear. And we're more than happy to give it to them. It is what we're going to do this time around is we're going to record a few songs and release it as, you know, seem fit. We're not going to go into a full record until we put a few songs out there and not prove ourselves, because if it's Juan and me, you know, myself, we've written songs together for years, as you know. He's a great singer guy. I'm the singer guy, you know. We just do what we do. It's not as complex as people are making it or trying to make it. You know, it's very simple. We're going to go out there, and we do want to record a few new songs, yeah. And we will. We will. We'll put a few out there before the next tour next year, 2019.
And the plan going forward now is just to do some shows. I know you've got dates online. Where can people find the dates that you have set up right now? It's just the Rat website?
They can go to theratpack.com. It's the next show coming up, Pacific Amphitheater, on the 13th of July. We've got September 7th, we go to Rocktember, Hinckley, 29th September, Vegas, Fremont Street, October 5th, Arcata Theater, St. Charles, October 6th, Michigan, 12th, El Paso, Texas, Bomb Factory, 13th, Dallas, 14th, Corpus, Texas, October 17th, we have Little Rock, Arkansas, Center there, and a resort on the 25th. And we're just going to book the shows as, you know, comfortably as we can do it. We're not trying to go out there and break any records. We're just going out there just to get on our feet, you know.
And how did it feel for you on Saturday to go on stage with this lineup of the band personally? I mean, you've been through everything, man. I mean, you've seen it all. Yeah. Again, there was a lineup of Rat where you weren't even in it. But how did it feel to go
out
there?
Yeah, that's kind of odd, isn't it?
But, I mean, we've seen a lot happen with this band over the decades. For you, going out on that stage, I would think for the first time since the really, really early years when Jake was there, without Warren, I mean, how did it feel? Did it feel like a new chapter? Did it feel weird? Take me through your thoughts on where you're at after everything that's gone on with Rat.
Mine, you know, we go out there and put our hands together and go Bon Jovi and go out there.
Is that really what you say?
No. Oh. But you know, it was great. It was comfortable. I mean, I just had one knee done. Right, I had my full knee surgery, and now the other one's blowing out. So I was a little uncomfortable there. But as far as the band, we were all ready to go. I mean, we rehearsed, you know, and did the best we could, and that's all we can do. I mean, it's it's a party, still is. We take it very seriously, but it's not so technical that it's this anal representation, like, you know, we have to be on our up, you know. No, it felt great. It was a good starting point, and we didn't start there for any reason, you know, but it was a great crowd. The audience is great, and matter of fact, I'll thank them right now. That was a great night, and, you know, Quiet Riot guys were out there, and we had a good time. We had a real good time, and that's all that mattered.
And the stuff that I saw from it online, and as you mentioned, I don't put too much stock in YouTube videos. I mean, but you can get a little bit of a read. A lot of it was positive about you. You know, you hold there's even more on your shoulders now, I think, than there's ever been, Stephen, because you've been through your ups and downs. You've had your health issues. You've had your sobriety issues. You've had your issues with your knees. I mean, you've had all this stuff, but even the solo shows that you're doing, people have said, hey, man, he's moving well. He's looking good for what you've been through at your age and being able to sing like that. I was, when we did that thing in Austin, you know, I was putting out some video of you up there singing, and a lot of the comments were like, wow, Piercy's singing really well. He's sounding really good. So you must be aware of that, that especially without a key original guy there like Warren, you and Juan really are going to have to carry the water here to really sell and get this thing over. Do you agree with that?
Well, I mean, thanks. I appreciate that. That was a great private gig that we did. That was really fun with Rick Springfield. That was very cool. But you know what? My system hasn't changed. I go out and do what I can do, you know, physically, whatever. If I had a broken leg or whatever, you just do what you do, you know. But I'm not going to go out there and sit in a chair and try to do things, you know. I like to stand up and take care of business, you know. But as far as Juan and I are just going to go out and kick some ass. That's all we want to do. We just want to go out there and have a great time, kick some ass. We have some guys now that are, you know, they just want to do the same. They're not intimidated. They don't care what people would say or think. And you can't think that way, and neither can Juan and I. We're just going out there and doing what we do. I'm sure Halford is getting grief because he's got two guitar players and another drummer, and it's only him and the bass player.
Right.
Okay, well, it's Clint DeDougal. We're not Judas Priest, but, you know, we're just doing what we're doing. It's all that, I mean, again, and I've said it like maybe four times here, it's all you can do. If you want to stay in this game and have a great time, you just keep moving forward. And so when you hear this new breed of rat, that actually came up. I brought that up because that's what we introduced ourselves as in 1984. You know, so we see it as a new chapter. And I think people will dig it. You know, I really do. And I don't have to try to convince you. Like the music, great. Like I said in this one interview, if you want to see the real thing, well, go back and look up the band with the original members with Robin, and there you have it. Otherwise, you know, don't dog it. It doesn't mean anything. Just put on a real record, put on the record. But if you want to hear it and see what we got, come on out, you know.
We'll be right back with more with Stephen Piercy on this week's Eddie Trunk Podcast.
This is the Eddie Trunk Podcast.
Well, you know, I've been talking to you guys about TheraWorks Relief for a while, and my buddy Tony Lopez just sent me a text the other day. He said, listen, I listen to your podcast, and he sent me a picture. He goes, I went out and got TheraWorks Relief. It does work. That's right, it works. Tony knows it. I knows it. I know it. If you want to relieve muscle cramps, it's clinically proven. With daily use, TheraWorks Relief can prevent muscle cramps before they start. You can get a full night's sleep or do the activities you love without having to worry about muscle cramps. I've heard from friends who are using it. It works. TheraWorks Relief, it takes minutes to apply. It absorbs quickly, and it does work. I recommend TheraWorks Relief to my friends and my family, just like Tony heard it, and my other friends have. It's a life-changing product, and you don't even need a prescription. TheraWorks Relief. It is a great choice for preventing and relieving muscle cramps. Try TheraWorks Relief today. Experience relief from muscle cramps for yourself. TheraWorks Relief in the pain relief aisle at select CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens pharmacies, or by talking to your pharmacist. Learn more at TheraWorksRelief.com. That's TheraWorks Relief for your muscle cramps.
Everyone's favorite housewife is back, and she's ready for round two. Step into Heather DeBro's world now twice a week on Podcast One.
I loved it.
Heather's bringing you more of what you love, like YouTube's Glozell.
And now you got a beautiful, healthy
she's
girl
healthy.
Who's going to hate you in 13 years, right. And you're going to go, do you know how much I paid for you?
Roll the tape. Roll the tape. Do you see?
Check out Heather DeBro's world every Thursday and Friday at Podcast One and Apple Podcasts. Also, remember to rate and review.
Here are some useful car tips you might not be aware of. A coffee filter and a little bit of olive oil can clean your interior, removing excess weight from your car. That'll improve your gas mileage. And you can place your key fob to your chin to increase its range. Pretty weird, right? Well, here's another tip you also might not know. And that's TrueCar also helps people get used cars. That's right. True Car isn't just for buying new cars. With their certified dealer network and nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million used cars, you'll enjoy real pricing on actual inventory and a simpler buying experience, whether you buy new or used. And with True Car, users can see what others paid, so they know if they're getting a good deal before buying. They're also more likely to enjoy a faster buying experience by connecting with True Car certified dealers. So when you're ready to buy a new or used car, check out True Car and enjoy a more confident buying experience. Some features are not available in all states.
This is the Eddie Trunk Podcast.
Let's get back to more of my interview with Stephen Piercy on this week's Eddie Trunk Podcast. And you had said to me when I saw you in Texas that you, by design, did not, and you guys did not announce who the new members were. You just wanted to play the first show and let the world find out. Talk about that decision. I thought that was interesting. Tell me why you decided to do that versus putting out a press release and saying, here's the new guys.
Well, we actually, you know, just wanted to work people in and not have to change midstream. You know what I mean? Find out, okay, it's not working with this individual or something. We wanted to know exactly what was happening. And, you know, the word got out anyway a day before the show, which is no big deal. I just like to keep things undercover until, you know, you're ready to go. And we were ready to go. And now the next show, I'm sure, up here at Orange County, L.A. area, it's going to be more of an ass-whipping because now we got our feet wet, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, man, I appreciate you taking some time out and giving me the interview to talk about this and tell the fans what's been going on. I mean, you're right. The norm, unfortunately, these days is a lot of changes in bands and one or two original guys left. You've got two here now. You are going to continue doing your solo career. I know you have a new record. Are you concerned? Are you concerned that because Rat is you and Juan as far as original members, that Juan doing a solo thing and you doing a solo thing could potentially hurt Rat? Or are you pretty sure that you can do both?
Well, the thing there is each complements each other. Rat is the most important, but I've been working on this record before we installed this new Rat lineup, and Juan and I retained everything, and the legal stuff got out of the way. No, the new record, Beauty with Thrill, with Eric Ferrantino and myself, it was a lot of work, and Matt Thorne, and we did get the record accomplished. It's delivered. It'll be out this year. Very happy. But no, it won't interfere because we all have the same agent, and that really helps. So we don't step on anybody's toes and that kind of a thing. But Rad is the ultimate beast, you know. But the solo thing I'll always do because it's just what I do. You know, I write and like to do other things. It's just like the racing or anything else. I just don't put everything in one pocket, you know. You only live twice, my friend. You know?
Have you lived twice? I think you've lived more than twice, brother.
But it's all good. Rat's going to go out there. We've got a handful of shows for this year. Maybe a couple more will be thrown in there. We're very happy with the new lineup, the new guys. They kick ass. They're sincere. We're having a good time. We get along, and it's a good start. Next year is going to be a big dog tour and the big rat tour, should I say, and taking it worldwide and just, you know, having fun.
We're speaking of having fun, though. I got to admit, I'm laughing when you're saying this, though, because it's all good and you're all getting along, but you did one show. And with the history of Rat, let's just make sure you get through the week. Let's hope out of the week, Stephen.
I don't think it'll get there. No, we're pretty eye to eye. You have a left side and a right side, and with Juan and I, and we'll believe me, it's a smooth sailing ship. So far, so good. We see no complications. You know, the rough waters, no big deal. You know, we just want to go out there and just, you know, give people some good music, and that's it. You know, I don't need to, we don't need to convince anybody of everything. You know, we're not a new band. We're just going out there to have a great time, and we want people to come out and have it with us, you know.
Last thing, you ever see any scenario where you would work with Warren again? Is the door totally closed, or do you say never say never?
Well, it's like you only live twice. Never say never. Sounds like a Bond thing going on here.
Exactly.
I don't know. I couldn't tell you. Right now, we're involved in this chapter, and you know, that's where it'll stay.
All right, man. Well, listen, when the solo record is ready, when do you plan on putting that out?
It's out. I delivered it.
But released to the public.
Yeah, we delivered it to Frontiers through Top Fuel Records, and we'll have a release date soon enough. In the meantime, we're going to go out anytime we have. Juan and I'll get busy writing some songs, and we'll take it from there.
Well, when you're ready on the solo stuff, and that's out there for the public, and you're ready to launch that, of course, you know, you can come on, and we'll talk more in detail about that when people can buy it and hear it. And in the meantime, I wish you the best, and I thank you for, you know, giving me the interview and taking the time to come on and explain all this to the fans, and I wish you the best going forward.
I appreciate that, Eddie, and no explanation. I mean, look, people just have to understand some things out there aren't the reality. So I don't need to clarify anything. We're just going to go out and have a great time, Juan and I. This is a new breed of rat, and we're just going to deliver the goods, and hopefully everybody can come out and hang with us.
Well, one thing that just hit me, because it's kind of the second time you said something like that in this interview. Is there been things out there online or talked about or posted that are wrong that you want to set the record straight on? Is there anything that's happened in the last year or two that people talk about or people say that is absolutely not true that you want to correct? I want to give you an opportunity, if there's stuff that's been out there that's bothering you, to set the record straight on.
Well, I'm not bothered by anybody's, you know, opinion. Everybody has one, then
right.
It doesn't really bother me, because we know the reality. You know, Juan and I aren't ones to go out there and talk bullshit just to talk it or convince people. We do what we do. And because we're in this band, Rat, doesn't mean we have to defend every little nuance out there, because we really don't look for it. There's no reason to. It's a waste of time. I'd rather be writing songs than worrying about what people say about me. I've heard everything you can possibly hear. Personally, so it doesn't matter if you know, I just thought, to me, a critic's a critic. I just think of it like that. But no, I there's nothing really to say about that. No.
Okay. Well, listen, man, I appreciate the time, and good luck to you with this version of the band, and good luck on the solo record. When you're ready with that, we'll do something on that. And again, I appreciate you taking the time out to talk to me today.
Thank you. And everybody wants to see the tour dates, go to theratpack.com, and we'll be ready to roll.
All right. Thank you, Stephen. I'll talk to you soon, man.
Thank you, my friend.
See you soon. Thank you to Stephen Piercy of Rat for that exclusive interview talking about what's going on with the band and their current incarnation. And again, as I say all the time, we have nothing yet from Warren Demartini. If he decides to talk and counter any of that, my door is wide open to him, and I'm happy to have him on. But so far, there's been total silence ever since that interview originally aired on my radio show. And we'll see what the latest chapters and, like I said, shoes to drop in the never-ending Rat saga are. But that's where we stand as of now, with Juan and Steven with the name and out there with the current, or a new lineup, I should say, of the band currently touring. That's what you'll see for now if you go out there to see Rat. Thank you guys for listening. I'll see you again next Thursday for another all-new episode of the Eddie Trunk Podcast, which is produced, as always, by Katie Irizarry. Have a great week.
Hi, I'm John Taffer. You probably know me because I've rescued thousands of bars, hundreds of them on TV.
That's your future broken!
I'm also a best-selling author, and I've owned and operated a bunch of other businesses. But now, I'm here on Podcast One with my new show, No Excuses. I only yell at assholes. Every Tuesday, I'm going to give it to you straight. I'm giving you all things bar rescue, insider peeks of what's going on the set, current events and topics you care about, with in-your-face analysis, and you know how straight I can be. And I'm going to have unforgettable guest interviews with the world's most interesting people, and I'm going to ask them the questions that nobody else has ever asked them. And yes, sometimes I can be a bit of an ass, but I'm going to shut it down every Tuesday and make no excuses. It's going to be the number one show here on Podcast One. Listen to it every Tuesday on PodcastOne.com, on the Podcast One app, and on Apple Podcasts. And remember, rate and review it, or I'm going to shut you down.